This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
There's nothing more satisfying than finding the perfect green paint for your living room. Except maybe popping open that can of Valspar Ultra and rolling that first smooth stroke on the wall. And there's nothing more satisfying than admiring your freshly painted wall.
Ooh.
Except maybe peeling off the painter's tape to see those crisp edges. But the most satisfying part of all? Valspar Ultra's price tag, starting at $29.98 a gallon. Affordable, durable, available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
Convicted family. I don't know why we have this sort of music playing for this, but it's kind of a weird one. But it kind of felt like the grocery store with the intro. Maybe that's it. tell the Chris Watts story to this music? No.
But is there any good music for this?
There's nothing really fitting
when it comes to this guy.
I mean, I don't do music behind stories anymore on this show. Unless it's like a more of a produced piece, but just doing the news like this and discussing. Yeah, I don't want to do it. A convicted family murderer, Chris Watts, continues to deflect blame for the brutal 2018 killings of his pregnant wife and two young daughters, according to disturbing jailhouse letters obtained by knews.com. In a series of handwritten messages from behind bars, Watts shifts responsibility to his late wife, Shannon, his former mistress, and even spiritual temptation, while continuing to describe himself as a good man.
Which is the last thing he is. He is not a good man.
Yeah, I mean, talk about cognitive
dissonance. He's a monster.
It's delusion, you know. It's Watts is now 39, is serving multiple life sentences without parole at Dodge Correctional Institution in Wisconsin for the murders of Shannon Watts, 34, and their daughters Bella, 4, and Celeste, 3. I've driven by that prison. I grew up very close. It's a creepy looking place. It's old and it's neat. It's neat and creepy. Doesn't look like a lovely place to be. So
good.
Rest assured, it's not. Is that where Dahmer died?
Oh, I don't know.
I think he was there for a while. I don't know if he was there at death. Because they moved him around, if I remember correctly. I grew up in Dahmer
County. Columbia Correctional Institute.
Columbia. Okay. Yep. You're right. Another fine location. The horrific killings gripped the nation in August of 2018 when Watts initially pretended to be a grieving husband and father during media appearances, only to later confess to the crimes after being confronted with damning evidence. But in letters written to acquaintances, friends, and even addressed to God, P.O. Box.
Heaven.
Heaven. it's like, if you go to the devil, P.O. Box 666, Watts portrays himself as a victim of circumstances. He calls Shannon a control freak, who he claims ignored his emotional needs and drove him into an affair with coworker Nicole Kessinger.
So that's all his wife's fault. Not his fault.
We're going to go for narcissistic personality disorder for 100. Kessinger is also vilified in the letters, which Watts uses to describe her as a harlot, an evil woman who lured him with flattering speech and lusted in her. Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay, I gotta like, okay, this does call for some fucking music. Okay, what do we got? Maybe we go back to this.
That one?
Yep. Kessinger is also vilified in the letters, which Watts uses to describe her as a harlot, an evil woman who lured him with flattering speech and lust in her eyes and flesh. Creative writer, I'll give him that.
Yes, and it's no fault of his own if she wouldn't have looked at him with lust in her eyes and flesh.
Yeah, that lust in her eyes and flesh. You know, you like your flesh do that.
Lust Jesus. In her flesh.
This is fucking narcissist to like, oh, creepy, extreme, creepy. Like creepy. Evil, almost
it's
evil.
Everybody else. It's his wife's fault that he killed her. It's the mistress's fault that he had an affair with her because the lust in her eyes and her flesh. Flattering speech. How can you say no to flattering speech?
There's guys out there that are like this too, that are they've not killed anybody.
He's one of them. Yeah.
It's creepy as shit. Despite these deflections, Watts offers little genuine remorse, referring to himself as still a good man, led astray.
See, so it was other people's fault. He was led astray. He's a good man, but it's them. That's the shit he's telling himself.
That's amazing. And the thing is, this guy gets women's letters all the time, and I'm sure pictures.
Oh my God, that's what makes sure that's so what, sick.
That's what enables this. That's why he is where he is in his mind, because he's getting that stuff.
Yeah, all these women are writing him letters all the time.
I think that should be a crime, honestly. I mean, I think it should be. It's
now I know.
I think your mail service is, if you're like convicted of something like this, no mail.
Well, and I know with BTK here, because he's imprisoned in a town about 30 miles from here. That he got, like, the whole entire time, he just cataloged all of the stories about him. And, you know, he obsessed about the coverage of him and people talking about him. So they actually banned any magazines, newspapers, or any media at all.
Yeah.
Like, he couldn't receive anything.
Yeah.
To me, somebody like this guy, he loves getting the attention from all these women. Couldn't you ban it? Couldn't you say he's not getting mail?
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, if you can do it for BTK, why couldn't you do it for this guy?
And I'm assuming BTK might have gotten letters. I don't know that.
Yeah, maybe the mail service is different.
But I do know that they banned the media. Like, he could not get magazines.
Or it could be like only like through attorneys or something. I don't know. I mean, just something, some sort of filter that would be like, and look, you got to filter this sort of stuff.
You can't get fan mail. Like, this guy shouldn't be able to get fan mail.
Like, there's certain people, family you can communicate with. You know, there's a certain ones. And if you want to apply for someone else, they have to go and see why.
But what this guy did was so horrific, and the fact that women, and then for some reason, like when I've read stories online about this, there's a picture of him that's just like this, him without a shirt on, he's all jacked these days.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's the picture the women are seeing, and why is that picture accompanying this? Because you look at the picture and go, man, he's a really handsome man.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, why, don't show that picture of him.
I agree. Like,
why that picture?
I feel like it should be like basically like if you're in, I mean, like there's plenty of people are like, you're, that's all these rights. And like, I'm not like wanting to make it a fucking dungeon, which it already is. But I'm just saying, you know, why feed into these people's delusions? And like, that's exactly. Unhealthy. That's unhealthy because you're building this person up into the thing that you're supposed to be correcting them from. So,
and he didn't really think about the rights of his wife or his two little girls or their lives. He didn't care about that.
No.
You know, even if, you know, so he's blaming his wife and his mistress for why they made him do what he did. Then why did he kill his two little girls?
Well, look, at the end of the day, this is mental illness. It's probably mental illness, personality disorder, probably a combination of the two.
Yeah. Still, I have zero sympathy.
Yeah. None. But like, I always try to explain it. And like, because when you look at this, you think of things on your plane and where, who you are and who, each of us individually are and how insane, like, how could you possibly do this? But it's, you can't look at it that way because that's not what they are. It doesn't excuse anything, but it helps kind of make sense if you want to get behind the fucked up mind of it. A source close to the case called the letters a masterclass of manipulation, self-pity, and blame shifting. Yeah. Instead of owning the unimaginable crimes he committed, Watts cast himself as a weak, misguided soul corrupted by others. The source said Chris Watts is not a victim. He is a calculating killer who refuses to take full responsibility even now. Watts' deception began almost immediately after the murders. On the day his family was reported missing, he gave emotional interviews on local news, pleading for their safe return. Behind the scenes, however, law enforcement uncovered surveillance footage of him loading his family's bodies into a truck. He later confessed to that in the early hours of August 13th, 2018. He strangled Shannon in their home while she was still pregnant with their son. He then drove their daughters to the oil site where he worked, smothering each one before hiding their bodies in oil tanks and burying Shannon nearby. Watts avoided the death penalty by pleading guilty to 5 counts of first-degree murder in November 6 of 2018. He was sentenced to 5 life sentences, 3 to be served consecutively and 2 concurrently, along with additional time for unlawful termination of pregnancy and tampering with a deceased body. Despite his continued attempts to revise history and cast blame on others, legal experts and observers say Watts' actions and his words continue to reveal a deeply narcissistic and remorseless individual. He wants the world to see him as someone who was cornered, the insider added, but the truth is far more horrifying. He planned this, carried it out, and now, even years later, he's trying to rewrite the story.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Absolutely. That's exactly what he's doing.
It's a fascinating mind. It's a dark, evil mind, but when you see someone that's able to do something like this, and I believe he believes what he's saying. I don't think it's all manipulation. I think he believes his story. He believes that he's completely right in this.
Do you think he's always been like that? Because to me, probably. I think over time, because my mother has a way of remembering things differently after time. Like, well, but the reason that happened was this. No, that's not at all the reason that happened. But I think she's convinced herself. That because what he's done is so horrific that he tells him this, he tells himself this, and he actually over time believes it?
Yeah. Well, it's a combination. It's not like he just suddenly, I think, turned into this level of narcissist. It was probably gradually building. And probably was, what you'd consider just your, regular narcissist, or someone with narcissistic personality disorder, functional, but not completely delusional, on everything. And I'm going to guess that's kind of how he lived his life. And that's how he was able to do this, because he didn't have empathy for anything. And then after doing it, no matter how narcissistic you are, you're going to have something there if you kill your kids and your wife. And that probably is just more of a brain coping mechanism. You know, it all, so it just, it took it even further to, you know, yeah. some other land where it's just, if you were to accept that he was responsible for this, how do you live? The only way you could do it yeah. is, I mean, unless you're just, I mean, he is lack of empathy, but there's got to be something where it's just, its brain won't let it go there.
But he, you know, at that time, like, I could see the, well, I can't really relate to it at all, but a crime of passion.
Yeah.
That he wasn't intending on killing his wife. He just got so angry because mm-hmm. you hear of stories like that.
Yeah.
Then to take his daughters with him to dispose of her body mm-hmm. and then kill them at the site is so beyond horrific.
Yeah.
There's just no explaining that.
No, no. I mean, it's there really isn't. But yeah, if you try to get behind the mind of it, it's like, okay, this is the weird journey that I'm going to guess he went on.
And look at, and like, this is how he lives with himself. It's like, I'm going to blame it on my wife mm-hmm. and on the woman I had an affair with.
I think he believes it.
That's what bothers me, is I think he believes it.
But you're not, I mean, there's probably some element of it where, but he's, I don't know, he's just justified it all in his mm-hmm. mind. And that's how he operates. And then he gets reinforcement from the, whatever the hell they are that send him, you know, photos and
yeah.
love letters. And
with time, you know, people like that look back on those, like my mother, like with time that passes, oh, now I see that's what she was doing. Ah, she caused me to do that. Mm-hmm. She was controlling me back then. I remember that one time. Look how she controlled me. Mm-hmm. So I think they can rationalize it in their brain.
It's all rationalized. And they're already have the propensity to always be the victim. That's how they've survived. That's how, from whatever happened in life, to bring into that to being your coping mechanism. But then it just, you know, some people just kind of evens out at a level, and some it, you know, I think after a traumatic event like that, that you caused, you know, I think that's, you can, it breaks almost where it may be like there, and all of a sudden, boom, like, to a crazy level of just believing your own bullshit without any feeling that you're wrong.
Yeah. I wouldn't have done it had it not been for them.
Yeah.
Ugh, son of a bitch.
Yeah. There you go. That's why you gotta be careful out there, because there's a lot of people out there like this. They don't always go to this extreme, but I feel like there's a lot that are just, you know, one step away.
Craving nonstop true crime updates? Press subscribe now and get the latest cases, analysis, and expert commentary delivered straight to your feed. Only from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. She was a doting mother, the kind who baked cookies, made the best homemade Halloween costumes, and never missed a PTA meeting. The perfect mom. Until the police found something buried in the backyard. A secret she kept for years. A secret she thought would never come to light. The neighbors gasped. Not her. She's so nice. But people forget. Monsters don't always look like monsters. Some wear aprons. Some tuck their kids in at night. And some hide their darkest deeds in places they think no one will ever look. If only someone had heard the warning signs, had recognized the patterns from an eerily similar case on Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. If they had only subscribed to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, they could have listened ad-free before anyone else and saved themselves from baking cookies with a serial killer. Instead, well, they won't be RSVP to this year's PTA meeting. Subscribe now to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts.